Right now, though, it is time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And today, I'm going to be munching in the book of 1 Corinthians, as I've been munching with you. And I came to this munch after reading in some articles. It was dangerous, reading about the coronavirus stuff. But so the president, you know, has been giving daily briefings on the coronavirus update, and he had on people from different companies. You know, talking about what they're doing, like folks from CVC and Rite Aid and stuff. And they go on to talk about how they're helping out during this time. And on Friday, he had on Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell showed up. And Mike Lindell is the CEO of MyPillow. If you've not seen, you've probably seen his commercials on TV. You know, the world's best pillow, world's most comfortable pillow. And Mike Lindell is a Christian, a strong Christian. He was a former crack addict. It's really a remarkable story. He was a former crack addict, but had an encounter with Jesus, got saved, got clean, started his own company. Now it's like a $30 million company, the MyPillow company, and you see him on TV all the time. Anyway, he was on with President Trump because to announce that they're converting 75% of their production to making masks for healthcare workers. So he said that they'll produce 50,000 masks a day by the end of the week. Now, you would think this is a good thing, right? I mean, guys coming up saying, hey, we're turning over 75% of our production. We're not making pillows. We're going to make masks. Help out. There's a shortage of masks. We want to help out these healthcare workers. We're dedicating ourselves to this. We'll be making 50,000 masks a day. We're going to crank them out. You might think that people would say, oh, it's a good job for them, right? They weren't asked to do that, by the way. They volunteered to do this. They're not made. You know, I know the president has invoked the Defense Act, and he can, you know, call upon businesses and for to do stuff. But they didn't do that here. These guys just volunteered to do this on their own. So nice gesture helping out. Unfortunately, Mike made the mistake in the eyes of the world, I should say, a mistake in the eyes of the world, of bringing his Christian faith into this. He said this, God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were. God had been taken out of our schools and lives, a nation that had turned its back on God. I encourage you to use this time at home to get back into the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. So in addition to announcing that he was going to convert 75% of his production to making masks for healthcare workers, he also called upon people to read their Bibles and turn back to God. And for this, he was pilloried in the press. Also because, you know, he did intimate that, you know, on November 8th, when Trump was elected, God changed the course of the country. Now, you might agree or disagree with that, right? I'm not going to get into the theology of that statement. But I will endorse the theology of let's get back into the Word and read our Bibles. That I will endorse. And he was roundly criticized, partly, you know, for his intimations about Trump, but also just for bringing his faith into it and just ripping on him. People saying, you know, you can't make this stuff up. Look what this guy's saying. Please tell me this is a prank. People's insane. Talking about shelling his garbage. I mean, just ripping into this guy. Now, this isn't the first business leader he's had on. It's not the first company leader he's had talking about how their company is helping out. But somehow this guy's getting ripped to shreds because he dared to invoke God. He dared to call people to turn back to God. He dared to point out that we have turned God and that maybe some of what's happening to us is a result of our turning away from God, and that maybe we're feeling the judgment and punishment of God because of this, and that maybe what we need to do is turn back to God and read our Bibles and get back into the Word. And that's just too much. That's a bridge too far. So this guy has to be pilloried and mocked and belittled, you know, and called names and sees how stupid, he's insane, he's a dork, he's an idiot. Puts me in mind of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? We are going to be called in these times to proclaim the truth of God. And that's not always going to be a comforting message. That part of our response as the church is always going to be to give words of comfort and peace. We do need to do that. But that comfort and that peace is only available to those who turn to God. The message of comfort and peace is the second half of the message. The first half is the half that Mike Lindell shared. When he said, you know, when he pointed out, God had been taken out of our schools and lives. Nation had turned its back on God. I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word. You know, that is the message we need to proclaim. I'm not endorsing everything he said, but that I'll endorse. That I will stand with. 100%. Why is the virus hitting at this time? As a nation, we have increasingly more and more and more turned our back on God. We've rejected his ways. We've rejected his truth. And if we want to have peace and security, the only way to get it is to turn back to God, to return to him, to get into our Bible, start reading the Word, start listening to it, following it, obeying it, believing it, to cry out to him, call on him for mercy, repent before him for our sins, that his judgment may be lifted from us. Because that's the only way to lift the judgments of God is through repentance. Now, the good news of the gospel is that when we repent and when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the good news. God will relent if we repent, but are we willing to turn back to him? The fact is, as we give out that message, as we call people back to God, don't be surprised when people mock you. Don't be surprised when people reject you. Don't be surprised when people belittle you and mock those who say, oh, prayer, what's that doing? We need mass. We don't need prayer. We need this. We need. They're going to say all kinds of stuff. Why? For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. So don't be surprised when some people treat your message as foolish and treat you as foolish and mock you and belittle you. Mike Lindell had a message we needed to hear. God has a message we need to hear, and we need to proclaim as his church. And you know what? The scoffers will scoff and the mockers will mock. But there are others who will listen. There are others whose hearts will be softened, not hardened. There are others who might open those Bibles for the first time in a long time and will give their lives back to God and turn back to him. Don't let the world silence the message we have. It'll treat it as foolishness, but we proclaim it as truth. And we can't stop. Because for those who are being saved, it is the power of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word and its truth. And Lord, we know that even in times like these, maybe even especially in times like these, as your word is proclaimed and your truth is told, that there are some who will openly mock it, belittle us. But Lord, we know our only hope is to turn back to you. That what is happening to us today is a work of your hand to call us back to repentance and back to you. It is a wake-up call to our nation. Lord, we pray today that our nation will be woken up. That we will awake, that we will see the truth of God, but that our hearts will be softened, that we will repent and turn back to you. We will turn away from our sin and turn back to you to find hope and strength in you. Lord, we pray for our nation, we pray for our people. In the midst of this, Lord, the greatest healing we need is spiritual healing. Lord, we pray that you'll turn the hearts of this nation back to you. And let us be bold, Lord, bold in calling for that repentance and calling for that truth. I pray this in your name. Amen. Well, in addition to being your affable and gracious morning show host, I'm also pastor of a church called Gateway Baptist Church, and we meet at 6047 Door Street. And of course, obviously, like a lot of churches, we've gone to online, been doing Zoom meetings with our church at 1 o'clock on Sundays for our worship. But we are still doing our food giveaway the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. We will be doing another food distribution. We've kind of obviously changed how we do it right now. People come in, you stay in your cars, you just park in the parking lot, and cars come by one at a time. We load the things into your trunk or your back seat. And so there's, you know, not contact between people. We'll try to maintain appropriate social distancing. But we still want to give out food and be there for people, especially in these times. We know these are hard times and people great need. If you are in need, you can find out more information. Go to Feed Greater Toledo. We partner with Feed Greater Toledo to accomplish this work. They have a Facebook page, Feed Greater Toledo. Go there and you can find out all the information, get registered there. Or you can show up that day and get registered and we'll help you out and get you some food. And that'll be next Wednesday from 4 to 5. Next Wednesday from 4 to 5. And once again, our address is 6047 Door Street. And you can find out more information about the church at our website, gatewaytoledo.com.